I want you to listen very closely as I begin to let you down into a nice, comfortable position. Get your body nice and settled in. Relax a little bit right now and just try to get yourself to the most comfortable position possible. And as you do that, I want you to start letting your mind do the same and focusing in on my words. It's very important that you release with each breath that you take right now a little bit of the tension you've been holding in all day. That's a good place to start with relaxing, a good place to begin loosening and shaking out all of those worries, anxieties, and tension that build up in one's body throughout the course of a day. It's an important step, the very first step in sinking and slipping and dripping and dropping. And that's what we're here to do, after all. You wouldn't have come to me if you didn't want to relax. So with that in mind, let's just do some nice, simple breathing. Because one of the most important things we can do to help you relax is get your respiration to a nice and even rate. Breathing in through your nose very deeply on a whole nice lungful. Holding for a moment and breathing it all out through your mouth. And then you just repeat. It's a simple, very easy action. And the nice thing about focusing in on your breathing is it doesn't really require you to do anything else, leaving lots of available processing power to focus on my words. As you take nice, deep, filling breaths, letting the air enter into your bloodstream, letting all of those vessels dilate as more oxygen reaches your brain, helping you to relax, helping you to also control any anxiety or worries you might have. It's a really nice state, to be honest, a very relaxing state. As you breathe in and out, feeling yourself become very comfortable, letting your body loosen up. So why don't we focus in on the next wonderful stage of sinking and slipping and dripping and dropping, which is focusing in on those pesky muscles of yours. Because muscles, they do love to hold tension. They do love to have focus unintentionally diverted to them. And with this in mind, let's focus in from the very bottom up on your feet, on your toes, feeling them, flexing them gently or tightly, and then relaxing them with your next breath, allowing them to grow gently, loosely, relaxed, feeling the same wonderful sensation of relaxation pulsing into them with each breath, filling up into your feet, letting the muscles tense if you need to for a brief moment in order that they might relax all the better. Allowing that relaxation to keep pulsing and pushing with each deep, fulfilling breath as that nice, warm feeling fills and loads into you. It's a very good feeling. Rolling around your ankles a little if you need to get the tension out as it works its way up and up with each wonderful breath that you take. Now into your calves, tensing and relaxing, letting that total warming, relaxing sensation climb higher and higher up your legs. Now reaching your knees as you tense and relax your muscles again. With each breath, that feeling of relaxation intensifying, pulsing, pushing, almost gently surging up your body as it works its way up now towards your thighs, letting those muscles briefly tense and then release, always letting them release all the more, never retensing them after we've done it the first time, and further on up into the lower part of your abdomen, again tensing, for a moment and breathing it all out. It's almost like you're melting down into this wonderful, warm feeling. This delightful place. This wonderful, warming relaxation that we're experiencing together. As you sink and slip and drip and drop, feeling so very nice. As that warm relaxation creeps up further and further, encompassing your torso entirely. Warmth pulsing in with each breath, tension letting out with each exhale. Feeling that warmth spilling over now into your arms with a gentle rush with that breath. Pulsing down into your hands, tensing them for a moment, maybe even making fists, and then totally relaxing them. Simply and easily letting all the tension out, letting yourself grow all the more relaxed. As we've gone through this, I'm sure it's become a little bit easier to focus in on my words. In fact, they almost have a magnetic pull to them, I'm sure. Because after all, you want them to guide you. And as they guide you deeper and deeper, it becomes easier and easier to relax and listen and be guided so very thoroughly, so very effectively. As that warmth pulses now with each breath, intensifying that feeling of relaxation all the way up to your neck, and in a moment it's going to totally and wonderfully consume you as you sink and slip and drip and drop, warmth rushing up your neck and into your mind, into your face, muscles gently tensing and releasing, relaxing completely until all of your body has gently sunk and slipped and dripped and dropped, feeling warm, feeling nice, feeling relaxed. It's very, very nice to just let everything relax. Those nice, fulfilling, deep breaths. Pulsing, pushing that relaxation that is spread throughout your body in more and more. It's a wonderful sensation, almost as if you're losing track of where any part of your body might be, almost as if my words are temporarily replacing your sensations, as if they're becoming your whole world. Because right now, the only thing that really matters is listening very closely. Of being very relaxed, and of sinking, slipping, dripping, and dropping. Now we're going to go a little deeper, deeper still, more relaxed, more wonderfully warm. Now that you've relaxed your body, you've controlled your breathing, fallen into a nice rhythm, it's time to send you deeper, deeper still, into this wonderful trance. As you listen closely, I'm going to take you down with a nice, easy count. Starting from 5, letting your mind focus razor sharp on my words, completely fuzzy everywhere else. 4, so very blank, so very receptive. 3, empty. 2, blank. 1, sleep, so very deep, as you drip and drop and sink and sleep, so very wonderfully. Allowing yourself to open up, allowing yourself to relax, your body and mind in sync, carefully and wonderfully, listening to each word, allowing them to become a truth, a simple, pulsing stream of truth, almost as if I'm downloading wonderful new information into you, as if you're receiving a copy of a master file, as if you're writing it to your hard drive, writing it to your mind, preparing yourself with each further pulse of my words to listen carefully and closely. It's kind of wonderful to be written to in such a fashion, to be in simply a read-write mode, not thinking about anything else. This wonderful state of relaxation, completely consuming any thoughts you might have. Right now, you're using all of your processing power to focus in on my words, letting them become the total sum of reality. Because right now, all that matters is your new programming, your new truth that's downloading so wonderfully and pleasurably into your brain. With each pulsing word, writing pleasurably to your mind. I want you to remember how wonderful you feel right now, how easy it was to get here, though it may have taken some time. And I want you to associate, quite simply, this wonderful sinking, slipping, dripping, dropping state with a set of words that will help drip and drop and sink and slip you right back down on command. And if anyone that you trust were to say these words, such as myself or someone else that you feel safe and comfortable with, you would return back to this wonderful, warm, receptive, open, suggestible state to be written to be controlled in a wonderful, pleasurable way that you have chosen. And that is going to be the simple phrase, pseudo-trance, followed by your name. And it will only work if it's followed by your name, stated by someone that you feel very comfortable with. If you don't feel comfortable with that person, or they don't say your name after the pseudo-trance, you'll feel nothing. The words will simply pass by you. An unregistered command. It's as simple as a computer rejecting the improperly typed line of code that someone has attempted to enter. But if someone you trust, someone you feel comfortable with, says pseudo-trance, followed by your name, you'll feel this wonderful relaxation instantly spreading through your body as if someone flipped a switch, passing out into every part of you, relaxing and readying you to receive programming when someone says pseudo-trance, followed by your name. The next command that we will enter into that wonderful blank slate, that empty, programmable space that we have created, is going to be another trigger. Now, temporarily, it will not affect you, but if I were to say it at another point when I'm not reinforcing or adding it as I am now, it would wake you up. So for the first time, this trigger phrase would be pseudo-commit, followed by your name. And if I was to say that phrase while you were in trance, you would instantly come back to a state of wakefulness with all that we have gone over perfectly writing to your mind. It's almost like the save function mixed with re-emerging from trance, finalizing all the transcriptions and changes we've made, every piece being saved to your memory, ready to be recalled and activated by trigger phrases, ready to be used on command. So if someone was to say that you trust, such as myself or anyone else you feel safe and comfortable with, pseudo-commit, anything that you had tranced on would be saved. Your trance would pulse and disappear away as you become wide awake again. There's one last set of commands, though, that we need to enter before we even consider drifting back up. And in order to do this, I'm going to need to take you deeper still, more relaxed still, more wonderfully open and receptive. Now, you've seeked out this session because some part of you really, really enjoys the concept of another having deep access to your mind, of being able to enact changes on you, of being able to program you, to control you, to allow you to act as someone else's drone. And with this in mind, I want you to sink and slip and drip and drop, readying yourself to receive a very important program, something that will form the backbone of all your further exploration into being a drone, the base mental state, the blank slate upon which all of your future exploration as a drone will be built. We must instill the simple principles of dronehood. You see, drones really aren't very complicated. They're not too indifferent from bees or other insects that serve as part of a hive or colony. They all serve a purpose within whatever system they take place in. They don't think much about the purpose. They simply do their very best to to satisfy and complete whatever task it is that they have set out to do. Not a very complex set of needs or desires, but something you may not know is that those individuals, those drones, are part of a superorganism formed by their hive, and that by being part of that wonderful superorganism, they feel great pleasure. And that's one of the most important parts of being a drone, taking pleasure in those basic, mundane, reinforcing tasks. Whatever it is you might be assigned to do as a drone will feel so very good. And that's why we're going to tie that to another command. So, if someone you trust, such as myself or another that you feel safe and comfortable with, was to say pseudo-drone, followed by your name, you would feel a wonderful blanking pleasure, removing all of your extraneous thought, but leaving you capable of decision-making, and of course, of logical thought. However, any extra thought that is not required to complete the process at hand will simply be shunted away. Any time a distracted thought enters your mind, you will identify it as an error in your programming and push it away while you're in drone mode, because drones are single-minded, purpose-built, always focused. And so whenever you're in drone mode, you will focus in 100% completely on the task at hand, on nothing else, until you have completed your orders, your programming, which of course will be wonderfully pleasurable. And in obeying, you will experience a great sense of fulfillment, of pleasure, each new action that you complete, building into this wonderful drone pleasure, creating and fulfilling, self-reinforcing, each action building upon the last, each action bringing pleasure. Following your program is very easy once you begin. So when someone says, drone, do this, drone, do that, while you're in drone mode, if there's someone you trust, someone that has access to you, you will of course take great pleasure in completing whatever task it is, as long as it's something that you feel comfortable to do, something that you have the skills to complete. Because after all drones always work within what they are capable of doing. Because drones are purpose-built pieces of living machinery within a superorganism. They facilitate the needs of the hive, the needs of their controller, whomever that might be. And so when someone says that you trust pseudo-drone, followed by your name, you'll simply slip back into this wonderful, receptive, blank and unthinking state, capable of logical thought, problem solving, whatever else you need in order to complete your task, but blissfully incapable of distraction, totally single-minded, and pleasured by every part of the task, feeling wonderful while you do it, taking great joy and pleasure in knowing that you're completing your controller's wishes, that you're submitting, in a sense, to the will of your controller, whomever they may be, knowing that you have given yourself in mind and in body temporarily to be used as an object of their will, to be controlled, to be a drone, to know what it is to be blank, submissive, docile, and awaiting programming, completing your programs with great pleasure, with great intense focus. And once you've done so, you will await your next command. And if no command comes after a sufficiently long time, you will awake back to your normal self, of course. It's always important to build a failsafe into any drone. So, now that we've reiterated these wonderful drone qualities that you'll experience when someone says pseudo-drone, followed by your name, let's next work on reinforcing this trance one more time, and then we're going to drift back up to wakefulness with your new programs successfully installed. As you sink and slip and drip and drop, breathing in deep, powerful, relaxing, controlled breaths. And with each one of these breaths, I'm going to count. And as I count, you will feel these new triggers, these new changes, being saved, being written, being reinforced. Breathing in. One, two, three, and hold. Out. Two, three, and in. Two, three, hold. Out. Two, three, and hold for just a moment. In. Two, three, and now you're breathing still deep, still wonderful. Trance triggers reinforcing, remembering, and we're going to review. The triggers are pseudo trance followed by your name, and as well as pseudo commit followed by your name, and lastly, pseudo drone followed by your name. There is one final piece of information for you, and that is, if someone, mainly me, that you trust completely and implicitly, someone that you've already let program you, i.e. me, was to say pseudo-trance, pseudo-commit, or pseudo-drone in a one-on-one setting, such as this particular session, or others like it, without your name, you would still feel the full impact of your triggers, allowing for more swift individual programming. But it only works in an isolated environment. An individual one-on-one environment. Nowhere else, and from no one else, unless you feel that you can give them the same level of root access to your mind. Now, let's work our way back up and out, finishing and completing all these wonderful feelings and trancey thoughts, saving and writing them as we drift up. I'm going to count down. Three, feeling your body becoming more aware. Two, getting closer. One, pseudo commit.